Blop by J.C.W. Brook.
Beautiful. Beautiful afternoon.
Beautiful.
A summer's afternoon, a cup of Indian tea, the smell of new-mown grass, the song of birds. What more could an Englishman ask for?
Bone china.
Bone china?
You omitted to mention that the cups are bone china. It improves the flavour.
And even Oates isn't spoiling it for us with one of his wretched bonfires.
You make bonfires too, dear.
But never on a Sunday afternoon. And I don't burn old car tyres on mine.
George, I trust you're not going to spoil our tea by complaining about Mr. Oates. I do think a feud between next-door neighbours is so very childish.
Childish or not, hope you've not forgotten about my prized marrow.
Oh, that was years ago, dear.
Accidentally sprinkling it with weed killer.
He did apologise very nicely to me, dear.
Well, apology on earth still shriveled up and died.
You had cut down his sunflower, dear.
It shouldn't have leant over into my airspace.
But only during those unseasonable gales.
You shouldn't stick up then, Sylvia. A man's a bounder. That's all there is to it.
Yes, dear. George. Something's happening.
Oh, again. Take a seltzer.
Listen.
Well, perhaps you should see a doctor.
It's not my stomach.
Well, damn it, you must know which part of your body it comes from.
It's not me at all. George, look.
By Jove, he's coming in low for Heathrow.
He's landing on our lawn.
Oh, blasted cheek. I've just cut the grass.
I suppose he must have run out of petrol. How very inconvenient. Mind you, it doesn't look like any other aeroplane I've ever seen before.
There must be a new type.
Doesn't have any wings.
Oh, I don't know what the world's coming to. He damn nearly hit my rosebed. I'll sort him out. Hey, you, what do you think you're doing, eh?
Maybe he's not English.
Yeah, blasted commie, I'll bet. Hey, you want him something, eh, Tovarich?
Maybe it's empty.
No, it can't be empty. No one would want to send an empty aeroplane, the great Mutcham in the marsh. Anyway, look, door's empty. Oh, you wish he gets out. I'll give him what for.
Here he comes. Oh, my. My, I've never seen anyone like him before. He seems very interested in your hollyhocks.
Well, about the only things left Oates hasn't managed to get at.
Oh, I wonder if he's a Muslim. That's very religious.
Well, I am very religious as well, but I don't go about planting flags and shooting hollyhocks. What the devil you up to then, eh?
Excuse me a moment, please.
What a cultured accent.
It means nothing nowadays. You can get dustmen talking like real people.
He's coming over.
Yes, about time, too.
Ah, sorry about that, but I have to plant the flag and make a dedication or the takeover's not legal.
That's as maybe, sir. But what are you about landing your aeroplane on my lawn? An Englishman's home is his castle, you know, even under a Labour government.
Sorry to disagree, but your lawn now belongs to Earth Plan Incorporated, along with the rest of the world. Sorry about it, but these things happen.
Oh, why, all the...
George, kindly remember your blood pressure. I'm sure there's been some sort of mistake. Won't you have a cup of tea, Mr...
Blop?
Blop?
Blop? Must be a foreigner.
A cup of tea would be very nice, I'm sure. Oh, though, of course, I've never actually drunk it. We don't have tea at home.
Definitely a foreigner.
I'm sure you'll find it pleasant. Won't you... you can sit, I trust?
Oh, indeed, yes.
Oh, then do take a chair.
Thank you.
Manners in front of my wife.
Say sorry, I didn't realise it was her turn. It's the effect of your gravity. I'm not used to it.
Of course. Do you sugar, Mr. Blop?
Sugar?
Do you have sugar in your tea?
I really don't know. I expect so.
Well, I'll give you just the one lump to be getting on with. A cucumber sandwich?
Why not?
Just put out a tentacle and help yourself.
So kind.
Your tea?
Thank you. Quite delicious. This is extremely civilized. I'm quite surprised.
Well, we are in Herefordshire, you know, not Wales. But damn it all, Sylvia. This chappy lands with the aeroplane on the lawn, plants your flag in their hollyhocks, and you give him tea and cucumber sandwiches. It is a bit much.
I'm sorry for any inconvenience, but my approach parameters are very precise. You see, my propulsion unit is based on an anti-gravic device that can only reach approximate equilibrium when all gravitational forces reach a state of status of under 85.34% hours of original balance. The surface of your lawn happens to correspond with the minuscule Moebius hole in your planet's electromagnetic gravitational field. So long as my ship remains in hyperdrive, it'll remain stationary.
Yes, but why did you land on my lawn?
Your lawn is the only place I can land, as it so happens, or in your next-door neighbour's.
You should have done. Come down hard in his strawberry patch.
Your English is very good, Mr. Bloch. Were you perhaps educated at one of our better universities?
No, from your radio and television programmes. I admit an extensive study of your culture.
Oh, yes, the Open University.
Yeah, well, we seldom watch that. My wife prefers Crossroads.
You watch Crossroads too, dear?
Not because I like it, only because I want to know what happens. No other reason.
No, dear. Is the tea to your liking, Mr. Bloch?
Oh, yes, thank you. Ah, this is less pleasant. Look at that sunset. We've nothing like that at home.
Red sky at night, shepherd's light.
Although it does remind me of my youth, before Earth Plan was set up, of certain evenings along the Third Canal, in a punt with a lady of one's choosing.
Nothing like a good punt.
George.
But you don't strike me as one of the ladies, old man. Well, even though you do have your very own aeroplane.
Please excuse my husband, Mr. Bloch. He means no offense.
I wasn't being rude, damn it, Sylvia. I was just remarking that Mr. Blopp seems to have certain obvious disabilities.
Then the correct thing to do is to ignore them.
Actually, where I come from, I'm a perfect physical specimen. Shack on, arse on, go, as they say.
Who say?
The French, I believe.
So you're French. Well, that explains everything.
Well, actually, I haven't come from France at all.
Oh, then where... If you don't mind me asking a personal question, do you come from?
Damn Yankee, I'll bet.
Mars.
Mars?
Mars? That's in Indonesia, isn't it?
No. I mean the planet Mars. The fourth up from the sun. It's coloured red and has canals.
Oh, that Mars.
It's taken me 8 of your days to get here. I must admit I didn't expect such a pleasant reception. That's why I'm lingering. To tell the truth, I should be taking my ship off to go and drop bombs and things about. But, well, this is so very pleasant. May I have another cup of tea, please?
Of course.
And this time I do believe I will try it without sugar, if that's not too inconvenient.
Of course not, Mr. Blopp. Allow me.
So kind.
Did I hear you say you were going to go dropping bombs of us, Mr. Blopp?
Unfortunately, I have to. That's why I'm here, to subjugate the human race before we start colonizing.
Colonizing, eh? Well, I don't know about the rest of the world, old chap, but you will have trouble trying to colonize England. We showed Hitler what for, and I shouldn't think a few Martians will present much difficulty.
He's very right-wing, you know.
Oh, of course I'm right-wing. All sensible people are right-wing. Because if they're not right-wing, then they're not sensible.
Yes, dear. Mr. Blob, why are you so intent on colonizing Earth? I must admit that it comes as a bit of a shock.
Mars is drying up. In another few years, it won't be able to support any life at all. We need a complete new planet, and Earth is the only one available. That's why a lot depends on me. Once I've browbeaten the human race into submission, I'll radio back and the fleet will come in. You people will be herded into places we don't much care for, where it's cold and wet. Siberia, North and South Ice Caps, Scotland.
Blasted chief.
Oh, you'll be well looked after.
You try herding Englishmen into Scotland, sir. You will have a war on your hands, sir. A war.
Oh, I know. It's unfortunate, but expediency dictates.
I really don't wish to contradict the guest, Mr. Blopp, but I would like to point out that perhaps you're being a little over-optimistic in expecting to overthrow the world all on your own.
Well said, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I'm sorry, but there can be no comparison between our technologies. We are so much in advance of you that the fight, and I hope it doesn't come to that, would be totally one-sided. May I have another cucumber sandwich, please?
Of course. Please help yourself.
Thank you.
What? Oh, there's Sylvia.
Oh, no.
What
What a terrible noise.
It's Mr. Oates sneaking up a bonfire.
Wretched man, I've told him not to sing that song.
Oh, I rather like it. Nailene happens to be Sylvia, Mr. Block.
If he leans on the gate again and talks to me about the size of my gladioli...
My husband and Mr. Oates have a stupid little feud on at the moment, Mr. Block.
It's not a stupid feud, dear. It's very, very serious.
Hello, what's all this, then? Oh, setting ourselves up in the follies now, are we?
Well, follies, what's your idea?
I think he's referring to Mr. Block's aeroplane, dear. Oh, good afternoon, Mr.
Oates. And a very good afternoon to you, Mrs. He's not thinking of entering that for the flower show, is he?
That artifact, sir, does not belong to me.
No, arm.
We have a guest with us, Mr. Oates.
A guest? Where he be?
Here.
Oh, you're the guest, are you?
Good afternoon.
I thought for a moment his potato plant are going to be daft or something. don't mind me, sir. I'm just an ignorant countryman. How do you do?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. That's what I used to hear. You're not from around these parts, I take it?
Oh, no. Indeed, no.
Mr. Blopp comes from Mars, Mr. Oates. He's here to take over the world.
Mr. Block, sir, wishes to herd us into Scotland.
No, that's so. Well, I don't mind Scotland. Went there once for a holiday with my sister. Anyways, mustn't stand here all day chatting. Must make up my fire and then manure my asparagus. I reckon I'm getting first and second prizes next week. Well, nice seeing you. Cheerio.
Oh, well, that man gets more and more insufferable every day. And the way you make up to him, Sylvia, really.
I have no intention, dear, of letting your little feud spoil my friendship with Mr. Oates. I do believe we were discussing your plans for taking over the Earth, Mr. Block.
Oh, yes. You see, my ship is completely invulnerable to your weapons and is, in turn, equipped with all the latest inventions of our own technology. I could sink Australia one morning and fry North America the same afternoon, if I so wished.
Well, I don't know about Australia, man. I have a cousin out there breeding sheep. But you can fry North America any time, jumped-up colony.
I sincerely hope I have to do nothing of the kind. You see, I have been corrupted.
Oh, dear.
There's the lady's cousin, sir. Tell me, where was it? Some bordello in Paris, what? Yes, I remember when I was a young man. Oh, my word.
George?
I mean I have grown quite fond of your culture, having studied it for so long. There are many things in it that I consider admirable and would not like to destroy. The Oxford-Cambridge boat race, for instance, and those lovely, meaningless rainmaking ceremonies called cricket matches.
Now, some things are sacred, sir.
It will sadden me greatly to see them destroyed. It is hardly the correct attitude for a conqueror. You may rest assured that I will damage no more of Earth than is strictly necessary.
I'll go.
Oh, no. You went the last time. Excuse me for a moment, won't you?
Of course.
Why don't you show Mr. Block your hydrangeas, dear? I'm sure he'll be most interested.
Oh, it's invention of the devil, the blur. Time's not your own. Anyway, I'll show you the garden. I want a word with you in private, as a matter of fact.
Huh?
Yes, some of the things you said there set me thinking. Well, you come this way, round the corner of the house.
Of course.
You mentioned you had some weapons on board.
Yes, and on my person. Of course, I could not be sure that my reception would be so civilized.
Well, it's quite right, too. Manners are not what they used to be. I mean, you might have come down next to a commune or something. Here we are. My hydrangeas. What do you think, eh? Do you know I had to bury 5 old bedsteads to get that electric blue? Well, do you like them?
Very tasty.
Actually, old man, hydrangeas are not meant to be eaten.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. On Mars, all plants are food.
Well, it's to be expected, I suppose. Yeah. Now, what I want to say is this. You don't happen to have with you something that will give roses the collywobbles, have you, old man?
I'm afraid I don't follow.
Or potatoes, bunions.
Bunions?
Or if you could stretch to making cucumbers curly, I'd be most grateful. A spray, perhaps, or a little bomb, or possibly something completely invisible. Yes, yes, that'd be best. Then he'd never know where it came from.
Who wouldn't know where what came from?
Why, Oates, next door, of course.
Oh, I see. Really, I don't think I should. I have strict standing orders not to get involved with native disputes.
Natives? We're not natives, damn it, sir. We're English.
Oh, no offense meant.
Well, you'll have to watch who you call natives if you want to get along in the world. You see, well, when you were talking about prime North America, I thought, well, why can't he do Oates' garden first? It's much smaller and it's right next door.
Well...
You're talking about me, are you?
Oh, damnation. It is very bad manner, sir, to listen behind fences.
Oh, sending right your opinions, weren't I? Can't help it if they're right on the other side of the fence to your hydrangeas, now can I? Hey, what's happened to them? Been eating them, have you? Won't win no prizes with them, will you?
It was a mistake, I assure
you. Or, might say that about the rest of this garden and all, mind you.
I have no wish, sir, to stand and pass the time of day with you.
No, maybe just go on, don't worry. But I would have talking to you, but to your friend. Now, do much gardening, do you?
No, I really haven't the time.
Oh, I should find time, you should. Nothing like growing a few things to make you feel better. Of course, you've got to have green fingers, like, and not everybody's got green fingers now, have they?
Sir, you are being thoroughly insulting.
Yeah, I thought I was. Tell you what, Mr.
Blop.
Yeah. When you've had a look round there, you come and see mine. See what a garden should really look like.
Oh, that's extremely kind of you, but...
Oh, it ain't kindness, I assure you. I like showing off my prize-winning blooms. Yeah, you won't see any of that side of the fence. Well, miss seeing you then. Cheerio.
Do you see what I have to put up with? That man is quite ruined by retirement. Mr. Blop, I appeal to you. Haven't you something we could lob over the fence which would ruin his prospects?
Well, I suppose I could use my knacker off.
No, it's his plants I want to damage your man.
Oh, it would. It only affects vegetable matter. Live vegetable matter at that. It has the effect of mutating the molecular structure.
Yes, but would it stop his potatoes getting first prize?
Oh, I expect so.
Well, that's good enough for me. Have you got it with you?
Certainly. It's here, in my utility belt. Ah, I was considering turning the Amazon jungle purple with pure splotches.
Well, you do that to his roses and I'll be perfectly happy.
Oh, but really, I shouldn't.
Oh, go on, old man. Think of my wife's hospitality. If you do this small favour for me, then I'll invite you to dinner.
I must admit the prospect appeals. But I won't have time. I'm behind schedule already. I should be at the United Nations by now, giving my ultimatum.
No. Tell you what. You turn his roses purple with two splotches for me, and I'll give you a standing invitation to Sylvia's spotted dick.
All right. Really, Erak would be most annoyed about this.
Who's Erak?
Economic Rearguard Action Computer. He runs Earthplan, Inc.
Oh, computer, eh? I never liked those things. Well, I mean, they're not human, are they?
Ah, but they're single-minded and logical. When we knew our planet was dying, we built Erak, instructed him to sort out our problems, and put him in total control.
I don't like the sound of that, old man. I always think people should run people. Well, even if they're Martians. I don't want to sound impatient, old man, but I wonder if you could hurry up and turn his roses multicolored before the wife gets back from chatting on the blur. You may have noticed she doesn't quite see eye to eye with me about Oates. If she knew what we were up to, she'd most likely cut off my stew food for breakfast, which would be damned inconvenient.
Nearly finished.
There. Good. How does it work?
Ah, you point it and press this button.
Does it make a noise?
Not so you've noticed.
Good. And how long does it take?
A few seconds at most.
Now, what we'll do is creep up to the fence, and if the coast is clear, fire away, okay?
Yes.
And you might as well have a go at his marrows while you're about it.
Yes.
Now, quietly now. You keep your head down if you can, and I'll peep over the fence and see if he's about. Yes, all clear. Ready?
Ready.
Look, that's his roses there, do you see?
Yes.
And that's his marrows.
Yes.
But if you generally spray everywhere, I'll be happy enough.
All right.
Good. Now, fire. There. All done. But nothing's happened.
Oh, it'll be a few days before it takes effect.
A few days, but the show's on Thursday.
Oh, I should think it'll be done by then.
Well, I'd better give it another burst, just to make sure.
If you insist.
Don't spare his sprouts, come to think of it.
I really don't think I should do any more.
If you say so. Now, let's get back off the border. There. Now, you shove your weapon back in and no one will know what we've been up to, eh?
It was strictly against standing orders.
All military men have to follow their own minds once in a while, old man.
George!
Ah.
George?
Not a word to the wife, remember. We've just been advising the High Rangers.
I'll do my best, but I'm not much use at dissembling.
Never mind that. Just keep a straight face.
Ah, there you are, George. Look. Gracious, what has happened to the hydrangeas?
An unfortunate accident.
Mr. Blopp ate them, my dear.
Oh, my dear Mr. Blopp, why didn't you mention you were hungry? I have some Dundee cake indoors, so much more filling than cucumber sandwich.
Oh, I'm not hungry, thank you. I just thought it was the right thing to do at the time.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, mistakes do happen. I've come to think of it, George, it's our wedding anniversary tomorrow.
I hadn't forgotten.
My husband does need reminding occasionally about such things, Mr. Blopp. Well, now, shall we walk back and have some more tea? I brought out some fresh water.
So kind.
I was thinking, Mr. Blopp, your wife must miss you while you're away on your travels.
Unfortunately, we don't have wives anymore. Eric...
Eric?
Yeah, their computer who runs things, a sort of giant-sized Ernie, as far as I can make out.
Eric decided that wives were distracting, so now we reproduce in test tubes. Segregation of the sexes is absolute.
Oh, that's bad. You mean you'll no one to wash your smalls?
A wife has more use than washing smalls.
Oh, but damn it all, Sylvia, no women. The poor blighter's plight makes my hair curl.
You haven't got any hair, dear.
That's the sign of a mature mind. All bald men have big brains. It's a well-known fact. But think of all the big-brained bald men you know.
I don't know any big-brained bald men.
There's millions of them.
Name one.
You said you were off to the United Nations after tea, Mr. Blopp.
Yes, I thought it only fair to give you people a chance to peacefully capitulate first.
Though I don't think it'll do any good.
Perhaps not, but one must go through the motions.
Here we are. Won't you sit down, Mr. Blopp?
Thank you. I do apologize.
That's all right, Mr. Blopp. Sugar?
I think I prefer to... Without, thank you.
Certainly. Here you are.
Thank you.
Mr. Blopp, may I ask you something?
Sure, please do.
What will you do if you don't succeed in taking over the Earth?
Personally, I don't know. But my race would die.
Surely not. Surely not, oh man. Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Earth is the only way. None of the other planets are suitable. Now,
oh.
Please don't ask me to examine too closely what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. I have a great affection for Earth, perhaps too much. It pains me deeply to think of what I have to do.
Well, I wouldn't do it if I were you, old man. No. If I were you, I'd go along to the United Nations and ask for help. By Jove, yes, that's what I'd do. I'd ask for help. Well, we're always willing to help people in need. Particularly if we can get something in return, and we've been trying to get hold of an efficient spaceship for years.
George, you're making sense at last. I'm quite proud of you.
Well, damn it, Sylvia, don't sound so surprised. I've quite a lot of common when I care to use it.
Hmm. Well, Mr. Blopp, are you going to ask for help?
That really appeals, but I can't. Oh. And now I really must be going.
Very well, Mr. Blopp. George... George, can you get your camera?
Good idea.
And we'd like a souvenir of your stay, if you don't mind.
Certainly, be glad to oblige. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, I won't be long. I want to catch the light.
Let us walk down to your ship, Mr. Blopp.
Certainly. I do hope I haven't upset you by telling you of my plans, but you must understand that...
We do understand, Mr. Blopp. We really do. Do you mind if I tell you something?
Please do.
I like you, Miss Clark. You have a soul.
Thank you.
Well, here we are. My husband will be back in a moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Mistress.
Hello, Mrs. Oh, just leaving us, are you, Mr. Blopp?
Unfortunately.
Oh, but you ain't been and come round to see my abacus pot, are you?
I'm sorry. Some other time, perhaps.
Perhaps. Nice knowing you, anyway.
And nice to know you.
Oh, there's George. We'll stand back, Mr. Blopp. Let him have a nice shot at you.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I have you standing by your rocket, Mr. Blopp? Yes, like that. Hold it. There, and one more. That's fine, thank you. Well, now, I'll be off.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Blopp.
Goodbye, old man, best of British. Better stand back a few yards, let him take off.
Hardly scratched the lawn.
What lawn?
I'll have you know, sir, I planted that lawn myself.
Yeah, George,
Mr. Oak, please. Can you see him?
Yes, there he is, circling to get headed west, poor chap.
Yes, such a nice person.
Took to him myself, I did.
Very pretty. How much do you put in?
£2.
That's right. £1 from me and £1 from her.
£2? That's not enough, surely.
£2 of sugar in his petrol tank is quite enough to ensure he won't be able to fly very far. Sugar's very expensive, dear, and I have my bottling to think of. You know how you like stewed apples?
Yes, but damn it all, Sylvia. You shouldn't gamble with the fate of the world just because I happen to like stewed apples.
That'll be enough. You take my word on it.
Oh, better than that. Look. You'll come right down in the graveyard, I reckon.
Poor chap. I'll get the padre to say a few words, Stevenson.
That would be fitting, that would.
Yes, very fitting.
Do you have much trouble getting the lid off his tank?
No, just a plutonium automatic. Picked it, no trouble.
How did you manage to keep him round the side of the house for so long, George?
We just talked, you know, about this and that. The weather, nothing important.
No.
I must say, though, I liked Mr. Block much better than that Venusian who called last week.
Oh, so did I. He came right down in my path, lady, and never apologized, not once. Anyways, I must be getting back. I've some prizes to win next week, haven't I?
Have you? I wish you the best of luck, Mr. Earp.
Oh, I don't need no luck. Just green fingers, that's all. Till next time, then. Bye.
Good evening, Mr. Oates.
Here we go.
You've been up to something, George.
Oh, me?
I can tell. You look so innocent.
Well, maybe I have. Oh, damn it all, Sylvia. Silas got his Venusian onto my cabbages last week, or have you forgotten? It's my turn now. After all, what's the use of sitting in the middle of a moibus hole and getting all these people from other planets coming to visit if you don't make use of them, eh? Now, you mentioned you had some Dundee cake. I really do feel quite peckish.
In Blopp, George was played by Peter Jeffrey, Sylvia by Betty Huntley Wright, Silas Oates by Anthony Higginson, and Blopp by Michael Cochrane. Blopp was written by J.C.W. Brooke and produced by Jerry Jones.